my name's Bert Holland. I'll be 84 in May.
And I understand you dug up the route that is on display today.
Yes, that's right, yes. It was a road contracting job we had for the Shire. I had bulldozing at the time and they got me to do the clearing. But unfortunately, the tree that the stump belonged to was about 10 foot too close to the edge of the formation, so it had to come out. It took me about an hour to dig it out of the ground. The bulldozer I had was fairly new and had terrific hydraulics on it. And I managed to be able to get the blade under one edge of the stump and with the hydraulics lifting, and I pushed it up against the fence and it sat there, I suppose, for must have been for 17 or 18 years.
He said he only remembered it years later when asked by a fellow councillor what best symbolised the Mallee.
And they said, well, what better than a Mallee stump? So we only had to go about, well, in those days, 6 miles out of town, and there was the stump. So that's the one that's sitting at the Blackland Park now.
And there it sat for years, unchallenged, until the town of Tullibuck decided their own Mallee route might possibly be bigger.
My name is Ian Lockhart. I live at a little place called Goodnight, which is a suburb of Tullibuck.
And what brings you here today?
Well, I sent a big Mallee route over to Oyen, who are having this festival and hoping to win the contest. Well, I think it's got a fair chance. I think it'll be down to the wire. The biggest ones are still out there living and they're not in captivity yet.
But before the winner could be announced, there was another competition that had to be settled, the Mallee route toss.
Nathan Grayling, president of the Mallee Route Festival.
What did we have here?
This is the route toss competition. It's all about seeing who can throw the Mallee stump the furthest distance. So it is an actual registered Guinness Book of Records event.
And what's the aim of the game?
To make the world record, you've got to throw a 9 kilo stump, and it's about throwing it the furthest distance. You've got a 2.1 diameter circle, and to see, yeah, who can throw it the furthest. We've got the field all marked out to regulations, and I do have the details of the previous records, but unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get there today.
How close are we getting there?
I think we've still got an extra meter to throw, but now the boys, like, they've actually never practiced it before, so now that they've had a bit of a throw, we're sort of hoping they'll actually get there in the end.
Who's the favourite today?
Well, a couple of the footballers have rocked up and they're actually starting to give it a nudge. So as we speak, they're actually just typing up the current leaderboard. So we'll find out in a second and we'll get straight into the finals in about 5 minutes.
And taking out first place in the competition was Oyen's very own Todd Barker, who threw just 80 centimetres short of the world record. But as the night drew, the large crowd grew anxious to hear which town could lay claim to having the world's biggest Mallee route.
So the moment has come. Donald McGregor has prepared a speech he's been working on for weeks. He's the justice of the peace. He's the man who makes the decision. So I will hand it over to Donald.
One over at Blackburn Park was 10.7 metres around, and the one from Tullibuck, I'm sorry, was only 10.55 metres in circumference. So I, this year I do have to award it to Bert Holland bringing in that one 20 years ago. I'm very proud to announce that the one over at Blackburn Park is the biggest stump for this year. Thank you.
So your route that you dug up 30-odd years ago has been named the winner. What do you think about that?
Oh, I suppose it's a bit of an honour, but I mean, over the years that I've bulldozed it for the best part of 30 years, I mean, you just grab the stump out and you never thought much more about it.
So you never thought 30 years later that you'd be standing here with the world's biggest Mallee route?
No, never entered my head at all.
Do you think it's going to stand? Do you think there'll be challenges laid down?
Oh, yes, I'm sure there will be. I mean, somewhere down the track someone will find a bigger one, that's for sure. I mean, there's a lot of big timber in the Mallee, and I mean, some of it doesn't look to be much on top, but there's a heck of a lot of it underneath it sometimes.